We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 14, and text number 6. This one?
Yeah.
Six one. Okay. Yatayah,
Yatayah,
Pitaro,
Pitaro,
Putra,
Putra,
Brataraḥ,
Brataraḥ,
Suradaḥ,
Suradaḥ,
Apare,
Apare,
Yad,
Yad,
Vadanti,
Vadanti,
Yad,
Yad,
Icchanti,
Icchanti,
Cha,
Cha,
Anumodeta,
Anumodeta,
Nirmamaha,
Nirmamaha.
Yatayah pitaro putra,
Yatayah pitaro putra,
Brataraḥ surado pare,
Brataraḥ surado pare,
Yad vadanti yad icchanti,
Yad vadanti yad icchanti,
Chanu modeta nirmamaha,
Chanu modeta nirmamaha.
Yatayah,
Yatayah,
relatives,
relatives,
family members,
family members.
Pitaro, the father and mother,
the father and mother.
Putraḥ,
Putraḥ,
children,
children.
Brataraḥ,
Brataraḥ,
brothers,
brothers.
Suradaḥ,
Suradaḥ,
friends,
friends.
Apare,
Apare,
and others,
others.
Yat,
yat,
whatever,
whatever.
Vadanti,
Vadanti,
they suggest,
they suggest.
In regard to one's means of livelihood,
regards to one's needs and livelihood.
Yet,
whatever.
Icchanti,
Icchanti,
Devish,
Devish,
Cha,
Cha,
and
Anumodeta,
Anumodeta. He should agree.
He should agree.
Nirmamaha,
Nirmamaha.
But without taking them seriously.
But without taking them seriously.
Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. An intelligent man in human society should make his own program of activities very simple. If there are suggestions from his friends, children, parents, brothers, and anyone else, he should externally agree, saying, yes, that is all right. But internally, he should be determined not to create a cumbersome life in which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled. Divyam bhaumam chantariksham vicham achyutar nirmitam tat sarvam upayunjan etat kuryata svato buddhaha. Ideal householder life. Where is Damoda? He didn't come? No. He should listen to this. Divyam means easily obtained because of rainfall from the sky. Bhaumam, obtained from the mines and the sea. Cha and antariksham, obtained by the chance. Vittam or property. Achyuta nirmitam, created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That those things, sarvam or upayunjana, utilizing for human society or all living beings, etat, this, maintaining the body and soul together, kuryat, one must do, svataha, obtained of itself, without extra endeavor, buddha, the intelligent person. The natural products created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be utilized to maintain the bodies and souls of all living entities. The necessities of life are of three types: those produced from the sky, from the rainfall, from the earth, and from the mines, the seas or the fields. And from the atmosphere, that which is obtained suddenly and unexpectedly. Sometimes money also falls from the sky. Purport. We living entities in different forms are all children of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 4th verse, that sarva yoni shukaunteya murtayanti sambhavanti jaha tasham mahat yoni am bija pradapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by earth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. The Supreme Lord Krishna is the father of all living entities in different species and forms. One who is intelligent can see that all living entities in 8.4 million bodily forms are part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are His sons. Everything within the material and spiritual worlds is the property of the Supreme Lord, Ishamasham Idam Sarvam, and therefore everything has a relationship with Him. Srila Rupa Goswami says in this regard, Prapanchiki Taya Buddhaya Hari Sambandhin Vastunaha Mumuksho Vi Parityago Vairagyam Palkukatyate. One who rejects anything without the knowledge in relationship to Krishna is incomplete in his renunciation. Bhakti Sama Sindhu, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 256th Verse. Although Mayavadi philosophers say that the material creation is false, actually it is not false. It is factual. But the idea is that everything belongs into the human society is false. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for everything is created by Him. All the living entities, being the Lord's sons, in several parts and parcels, have the right to use their father's property by nature's arrangement. As stated in Upanishad, Tena Tyaktena Vanjitha Magrata Kasya Svidhanam. Everyone should be satisfied with the things allotted to him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one should encroach upon another's right or property. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanya Dhanna Sambhava Yajnad Bhavanti Parjanya Yajna Karma Samadbhava. All bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from the rains. Rains are produced from the performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of the prescribed duties. This is in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 14th verse. When food grains are sufficiently produced, both animals and human beings can nourish without difficulty for their maintenance. This is nature's arrangement. Prakriteh kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Everyone is acting under the influence of the material nature, and only fools think that they can improve upon what God has created. The householders are specifically responsible for seeing that the laws of Supreme Personality of Godhead are maintained without fighting between men, communities, societies, or nations. Human society should properly utilize the gifts of God, especially the food grains that grow because of the rain falling from the sky. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yajnat Bhavanti Parjanya. So the rainfall will be regulated. Humanity should perform yajnas, the sacrifice. Yajnas are previously performed with offering of oblation of ghee and food grain. But in this age, of course, this is no longer possible, for the production of the ghee and food grain has diminished because of sinful life of human society. However, people should take the into Krishna consciousness and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is recommended in the Shastra. Yajnehi Sankirtanam Praya Yajanti Sumetasa. If people throughout the world take to Krishna consciousness movement and chant and the sound vibration of the transcendental name and the fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be no scarcity of rainfall. Consequently, food grains, fruits and flowers will be properly produced, and all the necessities of life will be easily obtained. Grahasthas or the householders should take the responsibility for organizing such natural production. It is therefore said, Tasyeva hetoho prayateta kovidah. An intelligent person should try to spread Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and all the necessities of life will automatically follow. Not by becoming computer science that you may be able to produce the God-given facilities. They can be only produced through proper performance of sacrifice. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitanyena Tasmin Shri Guruvena శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం శ్రీన పుత్రే స్వయం రూప కథామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథానృతం సంసజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాంతాంశ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో పీపుల్ షుడ్ నాట్ డిస్కార్డ్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం విచ్ ఆర్ ఈజీలీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్ దిస్ టూ వర్సెస్. The real technique for remaining disentangled is given. We profess many types of working duties and obligations to our family members and this and that. But how one is expected to perform all the duties expertly but remain detached? This technique is given. See, bhrataya putra putra ma bhratra gyataya putra putra bhratra suradau apare yad vadanti yad ichanti chanumodita nirmama. Nirmama means without taking with attachment, means always listen to everybody but remain detached. You do what your consciousness, Krishna consciousness, through Guru and Krishna dictates you. This is the art of disentanglement. Live expertly, as if you are a henpecked husband. But, yes, my dear, okay, yes. But then, I'll ask my Guru. Like that. So an intelligent man in human society should make his own program of activities very simple. If there are suggestions from his friend, children, parent, brother or anyone else, he should externally agree, saying, yes, that's all right, you know. But internally he should remain not to create a cumbersome life in which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled. It also doesn't mean, yes, I will do and I will remain imbecile. Some people say, oh, to make the life easy, let me go and stay with my in-laws. Ghar jamai is called, you know. Then he becomes a pest. Rather, he should be responsible. You know, he should be responsible. But at the same time, he should be detached internally. He should be agreeable. Yes, yes, sir, you are right. Yes, I will try my best. Oh, okay, I will consider. Thank you very much. Externally, yes, 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 man. But internally, he should be of his own program. Like that. So, then, how about to subsist? Rather subsist on the natural resources. Don't create artificial resources. After all, everything is going to depend upon anna.
When you say, externally we say yes, yes to everyone, but internally we disagree,
yeah.
Aren't we becoming untruthful?
No.
The outside people?
No. No. You don't harm them. You are going to perform your duty, but perform the duty without much entanglement. You are not supposed to work like a donkey simply to fulfill their material desires. Then you will miss the goal of life.
So isn't it better to say, no, I won't do it?
No. Because then you will also create disharmony. You will be at disadvantage.
Yeah, that's the point I'm asking here. When you say yes and we don't do what we say.
That's all right. I tried my best, Prabhu. Are you happy? You are not untruthful. Rather, you are upholding the absolute truth upon which all the other truths are going to be dependent. So, the first and foremost obligation, if you are Krishna conscious, then you are obligated to Lord Krishna. Isn't it? And keeping that consciousness, you will be successful. Because you are trying hard to please Lord Krishna. And taking all the inconveniences of so-called transcendental triggerings. How do you become a devotee? Unless and until some transcendental tricks by hooking you up in the service of Krishna. By hook or crook. Yena tena prakarena manah krishnam niveshayet. By hook or crook, just engage your mind in Krishna's service. Aren't you untruthful to your mind? Are you going to hurt your mind? No, you are in charge of mind. So in the same way, the householder means, the head of household means he is in charge of taking care of everyone. But don't be attached, oh my dear son says this, I must fulfill his desire and go out of your way to fulfill. Then the wife will come, and my dear, you are very dear, life and soul. Can't you fulfill this desire? To go after petty desires which are completely unsatiable, you know, even however small it may look to you, and you may have resources and you may have, but you are risking of the reaction of those karmas that is called attachment is going to bind you. I'm trying to please my wife. I'm trying to please my son. I'm trying to please my father and mother. And there goes the conflict between wife and the parents. And you will become the victim. Do you think they are equally qualified or they have also taken shelter of Krishna consciousness? What is your strength? What is your strength to balance the positive and negatives in your life? Become detached. Then you will be able to balance. So, work expertly, outwardly. You are your own man, in your own command. If your mind is disturbed by a little conflict that you receive as an adverse reaction of your attachment, you will be hurt more. These consequences are too dangerous than to simply hear them patiently. Yes, my dear, you are right. I will try my best. There is no cheating. In fact, you are trying to keep them on your terms. Because you are in control. You are the head of the household. But you cannot forcefully execute on them. Yes, whatever I say, because I am the head of the household, you know, I'll put my rule. That is extremely displeasing to them. But rather, because you always listen to them and you try your best, but not go out of your way to please them separately, individually. Rather, try to please Krishna with your most minimal effort, that you do not get entangled. And you will create peace and harmony if they really love you. Otherwise, at least you create peace and harmony for yourself. Where is the loss? Where is the loss? You are always in plus, at least for yourself. Otherwise, the families are ruined. One is not peaceful, neither any family member he can make him peaceful. They want to squander off like wolves. If you fail, they are ready to devour you. Yeah. They are compared to jackals and vultures, you know, scavengers. Okay, give me my share. I want to live separately, like this. Give me my this. But an expert householder, you know, unless and until he remains detached within, how is he able to maintain peace for himself so he can create peaceful existence for others? It's God-given duty. God-given duty to himself and his Lord first, then corollary to his dependents. Yeah. This is called love thy Lord with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and then expand that love relatively. Do you see any difference there? No. So, unless a person is at peace in Krishna consciousness with him, by remaining detached, he will not be able to help himself or others. Then what kind of responsibility is there? You know, he is a slave of their desires, and he is always baffled, or he is in Maya. He thinks it's my duty to worship my father because he brought me here, but it's a foolish piety without Krishna consciousness. That is not going to benefit. Rather, take the command and responsibility in your hand by remaining very simple-hearted and remain agreeable, at least by words, but deliberate with Krishna consciousness and detachment thereof, and try to execute. A devotee is not a selfish, materially selfish devotee. Rather, he is sacrificing his personal, you know, material desires to take care of all the dependents. That is spiritual care that he is able to give. But it compasses everything, the maintenance and everything. If the wife poaches you, hey, this is not enough, you can get much more money. Come on, move. I don't want to stay with the family, you know. Stay away from the family, you know. You can find a job somewhere else, but let's get out. I want peaceful for my nucleus family. Nuclear family. You, me, and children. That desire itself has already created a disharmonious situation. Already created. How come a handpicked husband out of uncontrolled senses and undetached mind will go and run after such proposal? Rather, let him be simple. You know. And sometimes families desert the father out of such whimsical, unethical, and unrecommended desires of such families. So he takes the opportunity to stick to the words of Guru. Okay. If Krishna's desire, they will desert me, fine. So I'll become more free. Both materially and I'll be free to execute spiritual activities. This is blessing in disguise. So, we have to be intelligent enough to at least be gainfully adopting the principles that will always give us benefit. If not to them, at least to us. Because if we are responsible and we want to execute the responsibilities, what is the use of getting too much hooked upon the burden of responsibilities created by our mind, intelligence and ego? It will crush you. It will crush you. And you will feel suffocated. Do you think a suffocating man is going to execute his responsibility properly? So, it's important. It's not that our religious scriptures say that you have to take care of your parents and this and that. But on whose terms you have to take care of them? On their terms? You will never be able to take care of them on their terms. Because everyone has a separate desire. You ask individually, all your family members. You will come to this conclusion, yes sir, okay, thank you, I will try. Okay, thank you, I will try. Okay, I will try. But then use your Krishna consciousness and remain simple and detached. You are trying. But in simplicity, not in extraneous endeavor. This Murgari the hunter, do you think he was taking responsibility of the family members so simply by killing animals, without any discrimination? And half killing them and let them suffer, and then he will provide to his families for his maintenance. Right? It is never said in this second verse that such kills, even though seemingly you may compare to very simple activity. But Narad Muni came and he asked, that you are accumulating a very complicated reaction. You are sharing this maintenance of your food with your family. Then do you think you are also sharing your sinful activity with them? And he said, yes, they should be sharing my sinful activity because I am providing the kill. And Narad Muni said, why don't you go and ask them? Individually ask them that I am bringing you this food of dead animals because I have killed them. One sadhu is telling that, are you also sharing the reactions that is coming from such actions? I have taken actions for your maintenance. It's too simple for me. But are you also partaking the reactions? Because every action has an opposite and resultant reaction. So, are you sharing those reactions? They say, no. We are not part of the reaction. We don't want either. Why? It's your duty. You go to hell, we don't care. So that opened the eyes of Mrugadhyaya Hunter. So why should I do this? When I have to suffer ultimately, and I love my family members so much, do I have to sacrifice my life simply for their belly's satisfaction? Forget it. And he became Valmiki Rishi. He became great saint. He adopted the life of simplicity. Why should one complicate one's life of entanglement? But to work for keeping the body and soul together, one will not generate any reaction. One will not be able to get entanglement. But what it means, it's only a devotee can understand what is meant by keeping the body and soul together. Can you tell me? The body must be fit to execute the soul's original occupation. That is devotional service. Just keep the body fit to execute devotional service. It must be healthy. Alright? But not over healthy. It doesn't require extraneous gym exercises. Alright? Neither it will require frivolous sports to keep that body fit. Hey Prabhu, I'm playing soccer so I can do more devotional service. No. It's not recommended. Just be simple. As much the body requires, you do that much. Requires means to keep it fit. Yesterday they took me to the mountain. Hey Maharaj, you are not doing any exercise. I said, walking does not decrease my blood sugar. You bet it is. I need sweating exercise, which I can't perform. Even though I was a soccer player, now if you tell me, I can't play. If I run, there are more chances that I may fall off. Yesterday it happened. Mayuri and we were walking, and we were coming to the end of the mountain. Mayuri, let's go. Who runs fast and reaches the first step? And I really tumbled. And do you think that was necessary? No. I got a little hurt. And the devotees came running. Oh Maharaj, did you get hurt? Oh, what happened? Let's see. And they started massaging. And Baba, what is this? Extraneous situation. No. I said, I can walk, you know, for a long time. And I did climb up the mountain, even though I do not do regular exercises because it is too difficult while traveling. So I have to manage. I can't eat this way, can't eat that way, you know. I have to depend upon 5 injections. But as much as the body is able to remain stable, I'll have to do. And everybody, you know, has to think about their body and soul to keep together. You know, I want to serve. I want to remain active. You know, but in as much capacity, you know, many a times my diet changes because and the body, you know, rejects. It cannot tolerate certain type of diet even because of high sugar. It wants to extract sugar even from the leaves and everything. It is such a sugar pump is working, you know. We want to digest anything I eat 100% and still it demands. So how to regulate that? Yesterday I ate very frugally, right? In the night, you know, after the program was over, a little mung, salad, and one sabji, boiled sabji. And I checked my sugar, 128, higher than normal. So now, that what shows, you know, that however simple I will eat, it's going to. And the doctor said, more you remain in anxiety, your sugar level will be up. I said, wow, look at that. It's such a challenge to keep the sugar level down. That I can't worry you. Yeah? So I laugh it out. You know, but actually, that is the thing. How long can I get entangled? Otherwise, everything will be disrupted. So as long as to keep the body fit, so the soul can execute its natural function through the body, that must be required, and we don't have to strive more than that. You may add up your same standard to your family members, then that responsibility may not be satisfactory to them, right? May not be satisfactory. But do you think that you have an obligation to get them entangled also? Suppose you have 10 family members to maintain. So you have to multiply 10 times your standard of maintaining body and soul together. So you will be working 10 times more? No. Krishna has provided. You adopt intelligently the means of livelihood that are naturally provided by Krishna. And in such a cycle, Yananad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava yajnyad bhavati parjanya yajnya karma samudbhava karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam tasmat nityam sarvagatam brahma yajnya yajnya pratishthitam. So, when you are Krishna conscious, even the simple chain reactions that are ensuing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is connected to your so-called functions or the duties of being a householder. See? So, after all, sacrifice yourself by taking care of their necessities of life. It's not that television is a necessity. It's not that motor car is a necessity. No. In what consciousness it becomes a necessity is determined by the standard of Krishna consciousness. It is the standard. Otherwise it becomes an entanglement. Ask Jadavara. Simply by seeing his family members having the car in Toronto, they live in posh life and this and that. He said, what do you, what do they think in the mind? I can also do, just to become a competitor or to show something out of false ego. He purchased Mercedes-Benz. And now he has decided to give it up. Because even though he has no responsibility just to maintain, but to extend the status quo of false egos of his family members, he thought he can do this. Rather, if he had sacrificed the false ego first, he would not be in this trouble. Right? It's like that. This is an example. Now he has to sell off. It won't work. We are going out of our way. But Krishna consciousness, that demands the reaction to be the detachment rather than attachment to the family members. Or then they, I'm trying to preach them. So even if I give them a motor car and tell them, yes, can you chant 16 rounds, then I'll bring motor car. You know, you are taking risk also. And who will be successful? It's totally uncertain. These are the impractical ways of implementation of a small mind. But it is better to listen to everyone, and yes, Prabhu, I will try to, okay? And thank you very much for your guidance. Take the guidance of Guru and Krishna. That is more safe, more intelligent. An intelligent person does not get entangled while performing so-called duties. They are called so-called duties. And a devotee never balks at, but he should not take unwarranted risk of getting entangled and put his own devotional service at jeopardy. That what is this is saying. It is one of the most important instruction in the ideal householder life. Probably the foremost and most practical aspect. You have a question, it is burning question, but it can be resolved. We have to simply take this instruction of the great Acharya Narad Muni is teaching, the tenets of ideal family life. Yeah. Otherwise, you take that much risk of failure. Failure is guaranteed. We may see that, I have invested this much money, so fine, but then do you think the Daivam, the supervision of the Supreme Lord that conducts the sum total of reactionary work for the national karma or cosmic karma, you will be completely gone out of oblivion, you know? It won't spare you. Like, this economic fall down destroyed so many lives. destroyed virtually. And isn't it gross ignorance that they were not intelligent enough? They were not intelligent enough. Life is a precious thing. An intelligent person, will say, "Yes, sir, you are right. I will try my best," smilingly, but keep his status quo of consciousness within, never to show that he's a cheater. never show like that. That is the real fun, and actually, one remains enthusiastic to perform and to execute his duties. That is called transcendental trickery, to involve anybody and everybody, in Krishna consciousness. Here, the agrarian life is recommended because one should subsist on the products of rain, earth, then what are the three things? Yeah, the necessities of life are of three types. Those produced from the sky, that is from rainfall, from the earth, from the mines and the seas or the fields, and from the atmosphere, that which is obtained suddenly and unexpectedly. What is that? Is lottery considered to be obtained suddenly and unexpectedly, that we should depend? Lottery doesn't fall into this.
Probably some inheritance or something. Probably some inheritance.
Inheritance? Yes. Unexpectedly, because you do not know. But in Kali Yuga, these things are very rare. Because there is no pious activity. There is no fund of pious activity ever accumulated for the people in Kali Yuga. Where is the reserve of our pious activity? It said by pious activity we get human form of life. Do you think animals have to do pious activity to become humans? Those monkeys who became men, Homo sapiens according to Darwin, they must have accumulated many pious activities. The monkeys are monkeys. What is pious and impious to them? Animals cannot discriminate that. So unless he was a human being before and civilized, then opted to become religious, bore the chance of becoming pious. Or who has helped out taking care of others. That is the primary requirement. But a devotee is not an ordinary human being. It says, labdvaidam sudurlabham bahusambhavante. Out of many, many lifetimes of human birth, one may get an opportunity to become a devotee. Out of many, many human lives, we must have accumulated. Then one may become a devotee. Even the jnanis have to pass so many lifetimes of human being to come to the point of surrender to Lord Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante jnanvan mam prapadyate. The jnanvan is the jnanis. Out of many, many human form of lives, when he gets an opportunity to surrender to Lord Krishna, that is obtained suddenly or unexpectedly. He should subsist. So when you become a devotee, don't you think it is accidentally? No, it is coming to you. A rare opportunity to become a devotee, because you must have accumulated the unseen results of your previous lifetime's pious activities, and especially towards devotional service of the Lord. So that accumulated gain, you must subsist on. You should survive. Value it more. Don't put it as risk. Try to make your life 100% surrender to Krishna within this lifetime, and you will surely go back home back to Godhead. That is what it says. You should subsist on that. Isn't it that if we subsist on God-given opportunity to become a devotee, to survive our soul rather than entangle it more into the repeatedly experienced reactions of Maya? If we allow it, then don't you think we are stupid? Rather, keep it safe by detachment. That is more intelligent. Don't allow the soul to get more and more entangled. So, you will be more cautious to execute the order of the spiritual master and Krishna. So in this way, yasya deve parabhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasyiti kathitahi arthyaha prakanshante mahatmana. Everything will be revealed to you if you follow unflinchingly the orders of Guru and Krishna. It's one of the rarest opportunity in the human form of life. This verse, these two verses, keep in mind. Make it your, the beacon, the guideline, how to conduct ideal family life. You will become victorious. Because Krishna and Guru are pleased, everybody will be pleased. I bet you. Don't remain in ignorance that, I will displease them. No. Yasmin tuste jagat tustam. If you satisfy Lord Krishna, he will be able to satisfy everybody. Everybody has to come to this conclusion sooner or later. So you are doing them favor to realize it sooner by doing transcendental triggering. Yes, sir, I will try my best. But let me ask my guru. Okay? Whatever he says, I will do. And this is a wonderful technique. It's very healthy it is not unethical, you know. It is highly spiritual. It is beyond the so-called mundane morality. Mundane morality has been created by Mayavadis. It is not prescribed in the Shastra. They create, they manufacture. That is simply out of material conception. The Mayavadis, they put high regards to the effects of Maya rather than Maya's creator Krishna. They say, Krishna is an ordinary cowherd boy, you know, we don't give much importance to him. They say Maya is the ruler. So they will do Chandi Paath, they will try to appease Maya as if she is all in all. Yes, for the ignorance, she is all in all. Those who are ignorant, yeah, she is all in all. And their destination is in hand of Lord Shiva. Trishu. Constantly be harassed. Birth after birth. So we have to understand that Krishna has given us everything. Keep the enthusiasm of the soul and its activity, you know, which is service of Lord Krishna, always of the top priority, and make all your efforts concerning the maintenance of your family member, both spiritual and material. To that level, that does not involve entanglement.
Maharaj, I just have a small question. It's a bit probably funny, but can we use this transcendental trickery in devotional life? And yes or no, and if we can, what are the limits, or if no, why no?
See, you have to cheat your mind, because it's the worst of the enemy. Right? How would you dodge your mind? Mind is the worst of the enemy, because the senses are uncontrolled. Mind is restless. Right? You have to trick your mind. This is the sutra or mantra that will free your mind, liberate your mind, put it in the right kind of status quo that is required, so it will not interfere in your devotional service. This method of Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we entice our mind. Why? Because the Maha Mantra has superior energy, spiritual energy, and mind is dwelling right now on the inflow of material energy. You are not giving or supplying material energy subject, but rather spiritual energy subject, right? So mind thinks, yes, I'm getting the same supply. You are replacing materialism with spiritualism. So, like transcendental trickery, you have the same recipe in the restaurant as well as in the prasadam. But you are advised always honor prasadam because it has mercy. Mind is allured by the mercy. So he ends up eating Krishna prasadam. Right? Isn't it transcendental trickery? By feeding ourselves with Krishna prasadam, aren't we cheating the mind? What do you think? Right. By singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we rejoice, aren't we cheating the mind? Seeing the beautiful form and decorating to our heart's desire that we wanted to do for ourselves, aren't we cheating our mind? Aren't all these processes of Krishna consciousness transcendental tricks? You examine, you know, because it replaces, these tricks are replacing our so-called material desires. Desires are going to be there, but they are being replaced by transcendental desires. So by hook or crook, if we implement this program in the household life, where the head of the household is intelligent, who is guided by Guru and Krishna, don't you think he will be able to become successful in achieving the desired goal of life? What is, in a word, trick? Do you think it is derogatory or it's unethical? It hurts, or we are liable to go to hell? Why not? If it is transcendental trickery, take the risk of going to hell, but you will be victorious. That's what exactly Krishna told Yudhishthira. Go to hell by lying. Aswatthama is dead. You know? But which Aswatthama? Noro Vahakunjaro. Whether it's the elephant Aswatthama or human Aswatthama. I don't know. But he knew. So, Krishna told him, okay, go to hell. But who is in the hell? Yamaraj, his own father. Isn't it transcendental trickery? But others who go to hell, you know, because of their bad karmas of ignorance, they suffer. There are punishments of various kinds in the hell because the degree of ignorance created by their ignorant acts make them suffer in different degrees. So once the ignorance is removed, do you think is there any suffering remaining? We are suffering in the material world due to the ignorance of our reality. That is called avidya. Anything that imposing you, even this material education or this kind of so-called variegated jobs that people are so much hooked, like a computer and this and that, that earns your livelihood, and but it is generating after an obsession of ignorance. It will not allow us to make our life simple, dependent upon Krishna. After establishing Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada geared on, you know, agrarian communities, you know, This is the unless and until we base our life on simple living and high thinking, starting from the nature's gifts that have been, you will never be able to establish Devi Varnashram system. The transcendental arrangement of classification of the society. So that is 50% of the major task, very practical, and that will give immense benefit. Even though the holy name is spreading in every town and village, but unless and until we make the agrarian community, you know, depending upon the bounty of nature, you know, and remaining disentangled in so many ways, you know. So this process, we must look into that. A time is going to come even the computers will not have any value, or it won't function because there will not be any petrol to produce any of these things. These are all dependent upon petroleum industry. Right? And it's an artificial means of economy. You may argue that, oh, one that is obtained from underground or patal or in the bottom of the sea, well, they are going much more deeper into the earth. It's mining. Oh, we are depending upon mining, you know, but it cannot, you know, sustain forever. You can see the reaction of such mining, which is not recommended. This is called fossil fuel, right? Did you hear this word? Fossil fuel?
Yeah, fossil fuel.
Right. So, what is fossil? It means also human beings. And from bygone ages, they have been crushed under the surface of the earth. Right? They were bodies, and ultimately they are becoming fossilized or infuelized. This is fossil fuel. We are burning the bodies and make our livelihood. Life subsists on life. Jivo jivasya jivanam. Ahastani, sahastani, apadani, chatuspadani. Those who don't have hand, they become the food for those who have hand. So those who do not have legs, they become the food for those who have legs. In this way, one life subsists on other life. So that principle is approved in Srimad Bhagavatam. But where the overindulgence on the natural resources, it means it is beyond maintaining life and soul, and you can see the heavy reactions and entanglement. It didn't spare even Obama government. You know, this last spill that happened. Wow, what a wastage. Where is all this coming? It's all generated by the ignorance. The body is a lump of ignorance. we need to maintain the body. But do you think you can eat anything and everything? Swaprasadana vilobhaya. Transcendental trickery. It is time for chant this prayer, right? So, this chapter is a very practical guide for Krishna conscious devotees. Make your life successful on these instructions. On the strength of these instructions, make your life successful. Any other comment, questions?
Maharaj, can we apply this in workplace? So we tell to our boss, I'll finish it, then I say, what can I do?
You apply where?
Can we apply this in the workplace?
As long as you want the paycheck, probably. Alright? You can do. You have to get the paycheck. If you try to, you know, go beyond your duties, you know, then you are risking your paycheck. But you do connect this way. In Krishna consciousness, your work. You remain expert. Yes, I will do. You know, I will get the guidance of my guru. Okay, guru says, as long as your paycheck is coming, you will have to take the risk. Actually, this is that you are transacting your energy through what your learned intelligence, but it is still under ignorance. So if you get the work done, you know, and you spend for maintaining it, your family, there is no encumberment means no entanglement. But that was already contracted, you know, fulfilling the desire of your boss, you act in that way, right? But you are extending to maintain with the results of the paychecks.
And in that process, we have to over-endeavor to get the paycheck. Is that still okay?
That is the fruit of your action. But know whom it belongs. Krishna. So, how will you offer this fruit to Krishna? In Krishna consciousness, if you maintain your family, that is an offering to Krishna. Don't keep 10% for Krishna and 90% for family. No. Minimum 50% you have to keep. Give to Krishna. You may reinvest 25% out of that. But you also divide for yourself 25% as your emergency investment and 25% for your family. So again, make half of your gain invested, reinvest it. You will increase your business for Krishna, being the partner, equal partner.
Is that practical in this Kali Yuga?
Of course, Rupa Goswami says. And people end up giving up everything. There are recording history. You know. you make a calculation. Suppose you are doing business, but all the resources are from Krishna. Even your energy is also coming from Krishna. You have nothing. Only thing you are using so-called intelligence in investment. Right? So, thinking that the entire assets have come from Krishna, you at least want to be a partner. So Krishna will allow you. Okay? I will make you a 50% partner. You run the business on my behalf because I am the owner and you are my servant. Okay? You have right to handle your 50%, but you don't have right to handle my 50%. You start accounting for it. So then when you are handling the business on behalf of Krishna, you have to reinvest also. So you say, Krishna, can I use your 25% from your 50%, means half of it, and I will put my half. So we will remain 50-50 partners. So reinvestment of 50% will increase the asset and profitability. Again, divide the profit and keep the assets increasing. So profitability is to be divided into 50-50. You can use your 50% again, 25% of your family and 25% for your emergency or reinvestment. Meanwhile, Krishna will be pleased that if you use that 25% in His service, say for giving donation to His service, helping the devotees, doing book distribution and everything, Krishna will allow. Because you are handling His effort, but accountability should be there. You have not a right to use 25% or any percent for your gain. You have to keep His 50% always separate. And whatever the increment that comes by dividing 50-50, you will start at least freeing yourself. Liberation will be guaranteed. So when you are a faithful servant in loving attitude towards Krishna, then you will come back to Godhead. Otherwise, if you are inclined to handle Krishna's service, you will become a demigod. That's how demigods are there. They are transacting all their energies and getting entangled because they still have inclination to hold material positions, to control over the material nature. There are so many jobs open, there. Whatever your, experience, little experience on this earth with a firm, there are bigger firms there. Department of Water, Department of Air, Department of Food, everything is on. And Indra is the king. He can employ you. Because you know how to, you have good experience here. It will take, into account. But, how long? Demigods themselves consider, even though they are of devotee nature, but they are so entangled. They want to give up this entanglement and come and take birth in the family of devotees. So the idea is that this opportunity of being devotee, again, you have to estimate, you want to go back home, back to Godhead, or you want to go to Swargaloka to get a better job there. Where do you want to go? Anyway, either way, you will be always gaining. What is a temporary gain? always ask for the highest gain. And that is Krishna consciousness. If you think you want to go back to the Swargaloka, probably you will have to also forget your family members, because everybody may not join you there. It's a risky business. You know, you work hard for your family and they may not go out to become a demigod. You might become a demigod. But that is also, you know, will create bankruptcy sooner or later. Better have the spiritual assets. They are never to be diminished. They are always increasing. That will qualify us to go back home, back to Godhead. This is our spiritual mathematics. We are targeted to go back home, back to Godhead. That's the highest goal. All right. Thank you very much, Prabhupada ki.